This is Ozarks at Large for January 21st, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Walton Arts Center presents the Brazilian dance company, Companhia Cafig, Thursday, January 23rd, as part of the 10x10 Art Series. The all-male dance group performs a mix of athletic samba, hip-hop, and capoeira dance styles. Tickets and more information are available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, trying to make sense of the year that was 2013, politics in Arkansas, and trying to guess how the election year of 2014 may unfold. Plus, Antoinette will walk us through the process used by a 3D printer.
We'll also take a ride along some innovative local trails with the founder of Progressive Trail Design.
First, a plan for construction of a 50-mile-long, 345-kilovolt transmission line along the Arkansas-Missouri border is still intact after a ruling by an Arkansas Public Service Commission administrative law judge. Residents, environmental groups, and municipalities have opposed the plan. The planned route runs from Benton County across southern Missouri and through eastern Carroll County. After hearing the case last August, Judge Connie Griffin says the $132 million project proposed by Southwestern Electric Pool Company at the behest of the Southern Power Pool is necessary to ease electrical congestion in northwest Arkansas and eastward. Pat Costner, the director of the group Save the Ozarks, says the organization remains opposed to the plan.
I think our biggest concerns are the impact of this much visual and environmental destruction on the tourism-based economy here and the overall environmental impact on this fragile karst terrain.
Judge Griffin says the transmission line will provide opportunity for economic development and that environmental disruptions have been addressed in the project planning. Costner says the group will continue to challenge the decision. Save the Ozarks has spent nearly $150,000 in legal expenses, and the proposal has drawn the largest number of public complaints in the history of the Arkansas Public Service Commission. Construction on the project is scheduled to begin in March 2015.
Now that the Arkansas Department of Human Services says monthly costs of funding the state's private option are in line with projections, Governor Mike Beebe says the findings vindicate the reasons for passing the legislation last spring. Speaking to reporters late last week, Governor Beebe said the program has drawn the attention of other states looking to do similar things.
The other states, including those governors who are so vocally and adamantly opposed to Obamacare, are asking what we did and wanting to do what we did. That's as good a vote of confidence for Arkansas's unique approach as just about anything.
Despite some lawmakers continuing to campaign against the Medicaid expansion, the governor said he believes the program will continue to save money for the state.
There's a difference between Obamacare and a private option, and that difference has occasioned a super majority of the legislature to be for the private option. Take 75%. And so you've got a majority of the Republicans and a majority of the Democrats that, even though they may not like Obamacare, they like what we've done, or they like what they've done in the way of the private option.
Nearly 250,000 Arkansans are estimated to be eligible for the private option, which allows low-income people to purchase private health insurance using federal Medicaid money. At last report, about 77,000 had completed signing up.
The State Attorney General's office is cautioning Arkansas residents this tax season to watch out for rapid tax loans or rapid refunds. Sarah Tucker, the Senior Assistant Attorney General, says residents need to understand those services.
The problem is it's a loan secured by your refund. So if your refund is not at the amount that you thought it was going to be, you're going to be paying some exorbitant interest. And that's, you're actually borrowing your own money. And we want to let people know that you don't have to do that in order to get your tax refund fast.
Tucker says consumers should be aware of some other bad deals in getting refunds from some services.
Rapid refunds might sound very attractive, but if you obtain a rapid refund, whether it's through a refund anticipation check or perhaps your tax preparer is going to give you a debit card, you're actually going to be paying a lot of fees that you wouldn't otherwise pay.
Tucker warns about high interest through Rapid Refunds and encourages residents to visit GotYourBackArkansas.org for any questions about returns and for information about filing your income tax return for free.
Large home market sales in Arkansas were up overall for 2013. According to thecitywire.com, the number of homes sold in the state's four largest metro areas totaled more than 20,600 during the year. It's the first time since 2007 the total number of homes sold topped 20,000, and the first time the value of homes sold in the four markets passed the $3 million mark. The total number of homes sold in Northwest Arkansas, Central Arkansas, Jonesboro, and Fort Smith metro areas was up nearly 13% compared to 2012 and was up 15.5% when compared to 2011. Meanwhile, the total value of homes sold in those metro areas rose more than 15% compared to 2012, and values were more than 28% higher than in 2011.
Springdale-based Tyson Foods yesterday announced its acquisition of Warren, Michigan-based Bosco's Pizza Company. Bosco's Pizza is a producer of stuffed breadsticks and frozen pizzas for food service and retail customers, primarily throughout the Midwest, but the company also has products in some nationwide retailers. Details of the acquisition were not disclosed. Bosco's was founded in 1988 as a carry-out pizzeria and employs about 150 people. According to Tyson, neither the Bosco's pizza workforce nor the company's customer contacts are expected to change.
According to a new study, veterans view the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville favorably. According to Victory Media, a publishing firm owned by and geared toward veterans, the university is among the top 10 military-friendly schools most viewed by veterans and their spouses seeking an education over the course of the past 4 months. Additionally, U.S. News and World Report ranked the U of A as the 27th on that publication's 2013 list of best colleges for veterans.
A 24-hour burn ban has been issued in Benton County because of relatively high winds. County officials will reassess conditions tomorrow and determine whether to continue the ban. According to the National Weather Service, northerly winds between 15 and 20 miles per hour are expected today throughout northwest Arkansas and northeast Oklahoma. Wind gusts could be as high as 30 miles per hour. According to the Arkansas Forestry Commission, there is a moderate risk of wildfire across the entire state, and 11 counties, including Franklin, Johnson, and Boone counties, are already under burn bans.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 19 in northwest Arkansas to 22 in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect sunny skies tomorrow with highs from 39 in northwest Arkansas to 47 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 12 in northwest Arkansas to 19 in the Arkansas River Valley.